This is Jennifer Lawrence from Old Chatham, and you are listening to WGXC Acra, 90.7 FM and WGXC.org.
Hey, everybody. We're the Game Hoarders. We're on every Thursday from 3:30 to 4.
We're invading your airwaves. Come on, it would be fun.
I'm not always there, but when I am, you get to hear my epic voice.
On WGXC 90.7 FM.
Where you listen to all the best music and you can definitely hear us invading.
We're better.
The WGXC yard sale is what date?
June 10th.
From what time?
10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
And where is it at?
5662 Route 23, Wave Farm. You're going to be selling lots of cool things.
What kind of things?
Like, I will be selling lemonade. We will be selling clothes and toys and lots of other things. Some of each sale goes to WGXC.
That sounds like fun. When is it?
June 10th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
The WGXC yard sale? Proceeds benefiting your community radio station?
Yes, at 5662 Route 23.
And can people get a tour?
Yes.
We'll take you on a tour of the WGXC Acra studio plus the WGXC installations on the ground at the Wave Farm 5662 Route 23 in Acra. The WGXC yard sale.
It's June 10th.
It's June 10th from 10 a.m.
10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
At the Wave Farm.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Old Hudson Market, purveyors of fine cheeses, meats, fish, charcuterie, and pantry products, and Old Hudson Cafe, serving coffees, sandwiches, salads, soups, and ice cream. Old Hudson is located at 449 Warren Street and is open every day. 518-828-6923 or at oldehudson.com.
The Radios in Motion WGXC Pledge Drive is coming to radio speakers near you, locations around Greene and Columbia counties. The Radios in Motion WGXC Pledge Drive is coming to radio speakers near you. Locations around Greene and Columbia counties. Starts June 7th. You need to raise $20,000 to keep the lights on and the speakers plugged in at WGXC and through your smartphone, computer, or radio. WGXC.org/donate is the place to go now. Watch for radios coming to your neighborhood June 7th through June 20th on 90.7 FM.
pledge of support, a love pledge. Lost the music. Cool. So, let's see. Let me get my head back together here. We are at the Spotty Dog. It's a remote broadcast, which is one of the really neat things that WGXC does, is we broadcast from various places around Greene and Columbia County that are near probably where you brush your teeth and wash your face and wash your body. So this typically is an odd little place program, but because we're in pledge drive mode, it's all hands on deck. I think of an old kind of clipper ship, and I think of all the hands on deck hoisting the sails, and you can hear the whoosh, whoosh in the big canvas sails and the wind hitting it, and our ship is cruising, kind of like the Constitution over there in Boston, if you've ever visited that. But now I'm just rambling. 697-7400, WGFC.org is a place you can get in touch with us to pledge your love to WGXC so that we can keep the lights on, pay the utility bills, pay our Pacifica dues, because people are really down with what Pacifica's... We connect with Pacifica. Right now we have a matching grant. Stair Gallery, right here in beautiful downtown Hudson, has lovingly contributed $1,000 to match whatever you all want to pledge, what WGXC means to you in a monetary way. So every dollar is worth $2, thanks to Stair Gallery, who values our public affairs programming, just sort of like the James Comey. You know, I'm going to tell you something, a little testimony. I didn't want to listen to that, but I did listen to it, and I found it absolutely fascinating. So, Stair Gallery, thank you. $1,000 matching pledge. So every dollar right now through the day is worth $2. And in this crumbling economy and stuff, where can you find something like that? So we've got Kenny from Crossroads Brewing right here in front of me, and he's going to get on the mic and talk to me for a minute. So we are WGXC 90.7 FM, an oasis of free speech in an otherwise Monsantoized, clear channelized programming environment. The whole map is clear channel, and stations like WGXC kind of typify what people want. They want a little honesty and a little truth in their broadcasting. So we're working with levels here, guys. This is an experiment in motion. And I've got Kenny from Crossroads Brewing. I just met about 5.5 minutes ago.
wheeling in the beer.
Yeah,
so
beer.
Crossroads
Brewery, you were doing a show here, and it's on hiatus, the Hudson Valley Tap Show. And you were telling me about having trouble getting guests or something.
Well, you know, I don't know if it's having trouble. It's just my time is limited at this point in time.
Okay.
With our expansion in Catskill going on. And I've gone through, you know, I've been doing it a couple of years now, and, you know, you go through some guests, and, you know, you want to give some people some time to regroup and reinvent themselves and then get them back on, so.
Mm-hmm. So, WGXC, you've been, actually, I remember you when I trained on the board that one night. You were there, and you're still here, so what
still
is it
here
that keeps you coming back?
Oh, come on. I mean, it's the greatest thing ever. You get to express yourself over the radio waves.
Oh, I know
I
that.
Mean,
I'm
awesome.
Just...
I don't understand why more people aren't into it. So, I mean, if I can learn how to work that board and get in and out of the place, I think anybody can. So,
I feel the same way.
I mean, it's just a great thing. I do a Prague show as well, a Prague fusion show. That's exciting for me to express myself that way with some of my favorite music. You know, and where else can you do it but on WGXC?
It's know? Every couple hours are completely different from like the hours before it, and it's such a beautiful thing compared to kind of like, you know, you hear the same Foghat song. And there's other good songs on those records. You hear the same Grand Funk Railroad song. There's good songs on those records, but they just keep playing. It's like, you know, I love Black Sabbath, but War Pigs, I'm tired of it. I want to hear like Megalomania or something. Like, hey, you can get something else on. But it's not about anything other than just kind of just a mold kind of thing. You know what I mean?
I agree 100%. You know, you try and put things on there that you can't hear anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And where else can you do that?
It's a labor of love.
Labor of love. Just like me bringing in the beer. Still, you caught me delivering a nice ice cold keg of Outrage IPA to Spotty Dog. You know, wheeling it in, bringing it down the stairs. And these guys are great over here. They've been a big supporter of Crossroads for a very, very, very long time. One of our best customers. And I urge everybody to come down here and have a pint this afternoon. It's a wonderful place to be. It's a great atmosphere. And you guys are here broadcasting live. So what better than radio and beer?
I'm drawing a blank. So, hey, thanks for talking with us.
Wonderful, man.
Kenny is one of us. We are all basically one. So listeners, programmers, behind-the-scenes folk, you know, anybody who supports, it's one crazy cell of just oasis free speech and free expression. So one really quick thing, you're big on the prog and stuff. I've been digging Yes lately.
Yeah, man.
And how much better does it get than Worm? At the end, what is it? They jam and jam and jam, and then they get to that point where it just makes that transition, and it's like, whoa.
Well, let's put it this way. Chris Squire is missed by me amazingly. He's probably one of my top three favorite musicians of all time, and Chris Squire is greatly missed.
It's genius.
It is genius.
Total genius. So, thank you, Kenny.
Thank you, man. I'm a little sweaty right now. He wants to shake my hand. Delivering kegs, I'm dripping wet. It goes from 40 degrees to 80 degrees, so, you know, what can you do? Thanks for having me, guys. Support WGXC. We love it, and we'll see you soon. Thanks.
Yeah, keep coming back. Thanks, Kenny.
Thanks. Thank you.
697-7400. You can get in touch with us here at WGXC. Let's see. Let's maybe get a tune on. How about some Husker Du or Butthole Surfers? What do we want to hear? Let's get Butthole Surfers on. You'll hear the ambience of Spotty Dog, then you'll hear some Butthole Surfers. So stay with us. 697-7400, WGXC.org on your device. Everybody has a device, so there's kind of no reason why you shouldn't be reaching out to us. Hit us. We're here. We are free speech. We are open-minded. We are WGXC. We have programming 24/7. I sleep with my Walkman, and I kind of turn it on whenever I wake up during the night, and there's always something going on. Always something going on. I would encourage you, dear listener, to perform experiments. If you're not nocturnal and don't work a midnight job, to wear headphones and listen to Transmission Arts programming during the night, and maybe keep a dream journal and see what kind of things you get. So anyway, we're going to play a little music, and then I'm going to talk to you some more, and I encourage you, I implore you to pick up your phone and reach out to us. There are people standing by, excellent, awesome people that will be happy to talk with you. So stay with us. 697-7400, WGXC.org/donate. Hit us. Well, what is that? I have to write that one down. I have to think about that. I will be back to you on that. I have to ponder. That's just downright cryptic. I got one more time. Right? Because you mean well, even if you're bad. Alright, so next up, I'm going to talk about this, and I'm going to get into this. You are attuned to the ambient sounds of the Spotty Dog at 1:16 p.m., June 7th, Year of Our Goddess, 2017. And we are in Radios in Motion Pledge Drive, which anybody who tunes into WGXC on a regular basis knows that WGXC is always in motion. June 10th is Saturday. Wait, well, today's the 8th. I'm sorry. Today is the 8th. Coming up Saturday, June 10th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., rain or shine, at the Wave Farm, up there on Route 23, 5662 in Agra. If you take a left at the fork when you come out of Caro, just keep following it. It's on the right-hand side. Just look for... look for signs. You'll see stuff. There's going to be a multi-family yard sale, which is very cool. Lots of great finds. I'm a big yard sale flea market kind of person. I'm going to give you a rundown of what this is all about. And you might want to show up for this because it supports WGXC. Dig the ambience.
That's where the brewery is. And then they're opening another thing in Catskill. I don't think he sells it. But you can go to the brewery or here. Yeah. You can buy growlers of it. The growler itself is...
Saturday, June 10th, 10 a.m., 2 p.m., rain or shine at the Wave Farm. Many vendors at this multi-family yard sale. This is live radio, folks. Awesome. Thank you. Many vendors at this multi-family yard sale at the Wave Farm to benefit WGXC. A percentage of vendor proceeds benefit our WGXC 90.7 FM, Creative Community Hands-On Radio. Visitors are invited to tour the WGXC Acre Studio, the Wave Farm Study Center, and property installations. And if that wasn't sweet enough, there'll be a lemonade stand by Echo Row. What might you find at the yard sale, you ask? Well, perhaps I can answer that. Women's clothing, all sizes and designer labels. Men's clothing, girls' clothing, toys. Mid-century dollhouse. Ooh, I would like to get that. Brand new Samsonite luggage. Electronics, dishes. Quilts, antique tea cart. Vintage bamboo vanity shoes. Shark and Panasonic vacuum cleaners. Books. Rocking chair artwork. Brand new Kodak photo paper for people who still use that stuff, which is very cool. Winter coats. 1950s glass collectibles, costume jewelry, photo frames, brand new, antique wooden crates, velvet jacket, artisan vases, jewelry boxes, household items, 1960s and 70s comic books, Archie and Superman. Oh, man. Ooh, boy, that's awesome. Leather handbags, fine art books, Vivitar 3000, autofocus slide projector with three reels. This is crazy. There's awesome stuff here. Rely on automatic at-home blood pressure monitor. Jeanette Amberina mid-century candy dish glass. Mid-century clear glass. Covered chicken on a nest. I'm not sure what that is, but I kind of want it. Mid-century clear glass covered chicken on a nest. That's a good name for a radio program. A mid-century clear glass covered chicken on a nest. 1980s baseball cards, new condition, and a few football cards. Stuffed Mickey Mouse dolls from the 70s. I do love Mickey. And costume jewelry. And much, much more. That's Saturday at the Wave Farm. Check it out. Come on up, and more than anything, spend a few bucks for WJXC and just come and meet the folks who are our captains, or, you know, see what's going on. Because this is our station. This is our station, everybody's station. Take part in it. Pledge a little pledge of love. Help fill our sails. (697) 7400 WGXC.org/donate. Hop on, see what's going on. I suspect most people who listen to the station are aggressive listeners, I guess is the only way to put it. Just you don't just listen to 1 or 2 hours here and there. You kind of leave it on and check back in. And it's definitely been in motion. Radio has been in motion because there's new programming going on here. There's a lot of new stuff happening, but right now it's just a little hectic to tell you exactly what's new, but radio's in motion, guys. 697-7400, WGXC.org/donate. Check out the multifamily yard sale. It's going to be cool. We're at the Spotty Dog right now. I'm looking around, and I've sat down here many times and had pints and coffee, and it's completely different now. Looking out at the sidewalk and up at that mannequin on the third floor. It reminds me of the Time Machine, the George Powell 1950s version of the Time Machine film, where he judged where he was by the mannequin in the window across the street from where the Time Machine was. Kind of feel like that right now. It's kind of neat. So we're going to listen to some more of this Sacred Harp recording album, and then we're going to talk again. Is that okay? Meanwhile, I implore you to pick up your telephone and dial 697-7400, and that's in the 518, or wgxc.org/donate, and make a investment. An investment in your community station. And when stuff starts to really get ugly and bad, and all the news is consolidated, and it's basically one slanted view of the way things are, where are you going to go? WGXC. That's where you're going to get stuff, where you're going to find out, well, what's going on, for real. So think about that, you guys. All right? Stay tuned. (697) 7400, WGXC.org. Come on. 697-7400, WGXC.org. Make an investment in free speech, non-clear channel. Non-clear channel, non-Monsantoized radio. Pretty much the only restrictions on programming here is community decency standards, which are pretty much common sense, and FCC, you know, bad words. You just, you know, every now and then they do slip through, and if it doesn't happen too much, you don't really get, but, you know, it happens, but mostly we all kind of follow that, and that's the code of conduct is decency. And whenever I plug into mainstream, I didn't even want to talk during this song. When I plug into mainstream media, it's nothing but demoralization, and I just feel really bad when I watch it. And then they have that kicker story at the end, always that kicker story about the fireman rescuing a cat from the tree, which makes you go, oh, maybe everything isn't as crummy as I thought it was, but it's, I don't even feel like it's, like, actually news, but anyway. Stair Gallery is providing us with a $1,000 matching pledge. $1,000. So every dollar right now in this insane crumbling economy, every dollar right now is worth $2. So you guys should be hitting us up big time right now. 697-7400, WGXC.org. Every dollar up to $1,000 thanks to Stair Gallery, who really values WGXC's attention to public affairs. Every dollar's worth $1,000. Thank you, Stair Gallery. I'm going to play some Velvet Underground. I'm probably going to talk over it, not out of disrespect. Let's dig the ambience of Spotty Dog for a minute. Live radio. 697-7400. Radio's in motion. WGXC, we're fixing to raise $20,000 to keep the lights on for the next several months through the summer into the fall. We operate on a very small budget. I don't know the details of numbers, but I've been around for a little while and I've seen how it operates, and I can tell you it's beautiful and humbling, and we don't figuratively eat steak and hamburgers around here. It's mostly potatoes and beans and rice, good rice. It keeps us healthy. Kind of a ramble is I was thinking as I was driving down here from the valley that I don't know all the programmers, I never will. It's just this continuing growing mass of human beings and I can't track them all down. But I can tell you this, dear listener. This is intuitive, of course. But I think that everybody who brings you programming, it's all a labor of love. People feel a certain way about music or farming or politics or whatever it may be. But they come here, nobody gets paid, there's a small staff that's paid, and they do an insane amount of work. I couldn't even tell you. I'm not even going to get into that. But people just come and present what they love, and there's so many good shows. And I would also encourage you to turn on the radio to dig on a show that you're not really down with, whatever it may be, music that you don't like or politics that you may be opposed to. Dig on it and let it wrap itself around your head and let your perspective change on things. I found that happened to me a lot. I felt a certain way about a certain thing, a couple things, and I shared it with a friend, and a friend encouraged me to maybe listen to it with open ears and an open heart and an open mind, and I did. And I'll tell you what, dear listener, changed my perspective. 697-7400, WGXC.org, Radios in Motion Pledge Drive. That's where we're at right now. And if listener-supported radio doesn't get supported 100% that it needs to get supported by, that's probably not good grammar, but you know what I'm saying, by its listenership, it may go away. But I don't see WGXC going anywhere anytime soon. That's just apocalyptic talk, y'all. How does one pledge, you may ask? You may not know how to get a hold of us. You may be a new listener, and if you are, I welcome you. My name is Raisin, and it's good to know ya. You can pledge by phone, 518-697-7400. That's in the 518. 518-697-7400. Or you can use your device or whatever you use, pledging online at wgxc.org/donate. Just hop on the page. You know what? Hop on the page, and after you're done pledging, look at our little marquee and see what's coming up today. Or, if you were a person-to-person, face-to-face kind of human being, which is very cool, you can stop by our studio at 704 Columbia Street, overlooking the park, right next to the railroad tracks. The right side of the railroad tracks, as Lincoln says. Stop by the studio, 704 Columbia Street, and make your tax-deductible pledge in person. And have a look around and listen to some of the voices that you might hear on the air. 1,000 dollar matching pledge from Stair Galleries right now, in effect. $1,000. So every dollar, every dollar is worth $2. Just kind of getting down with the Velvets. Does it get any sweeter? Six nine seven 7400. We are coming at you from the Spotty Dog right now. I'm sitting here right inside the door. I can see the concrete, the cracks in the sidewalk. Liv Caro's playing here tonight. Liv's coming back home. You know what? I got some Liv Caro. She was on a show I did a couple years ago, and she graciously showed up on a nasty cold day and played some music and talked with me. And thank you so much for that. I'm going to play a track or two from her album that she brought me as a gift, which was the coolest thing. So cool. I'm still checking out that mannequin across the street up in the third floor. I'd like to know what's going on up there. It has shorts on, has a bald head, and heavily articulated elbows, wrists, and shoulders. That's a real mannequin. It's not like the styrofoam kind of junky ones. So that's where I'm sitting. I'm looking right across the street at that from the Spotty Dog. We're here. Come meet us. Come and say, hey, I dig what you guys are doing. Or you know what? If you're not digging something, tell us that too. We're open to constructive criticism, I imagine. I didn't check with anybody on that, but I imagine. Or better yet, come and get involved. Come and say, what can I do? WGXC.org/donate. Or stop by at 704 Columbia Street. You know where we're at. We're right across the street from the park, and the railroad tracks are right, hey. So, yeah, that's where we're at. I'm going to let this jam wind down a little bit, and then I'm going to put on some Liv Caro, and I'm going to talk to you a little more, so.
scaling a wall of glass jars and mud, holy boots filling with holier blood. Down at the bottom, people wave hands, fist clutching dollars from protected sands. I look for a foothold, dirt tumbles down into the water on your muddy brow. Waking from dreams of screaming red war, rub on my temples, I'm your holy whore. And you calm me down, you calm me down. I'll crash my bones on your muddy shore, protected beaches splattered with gore. And you calm me down, you calm me down. You are a lion, you are a snake, yeah. You are a scorpion, you're an earthquake. You are a chemical trail, you're a dust storm. You are an extraterrestrial life form. There's a hole in my boots, I'm too big for my skin. Give me hot water and sulfur and nettles and gin. My vision's been waiting when you are near. Sugary clear, you calm me down, you calm me down. Twisting my body through tunnels and turns, the beaches are flooded, forests have all burned. You calm me down, you calm me down. Waking from dreams of sunburns and drug deals, I fly as a crow, I spin as a pinwheel. And I hear the trees clap one hand as they fall, but I can't see the forest from upon this wall. Protected eyes and baby deer herds, my vision is blurry, my shot is obscured. Waking from dreams of unholy pleasure, you be my gravity buoy and lever man. I'm scaling a wall of cables and swords and splintered guitars made from protected boards. Out on the beach, the crowd's waving their hands for the mud and the blood and the fallen tree man. I look for a foothold, a password, a door. Strum on my broken strings, your holy cord. There's a hole in my skin where the mud's digging in. Under the apple tree, that's where you speak to me. Head on the car door in protected waters. We go pedal to the floor.
Thank you.
We are back here at the Spotty Dog. You were listening to 90.7 WGXC.org. Radio's in motion, pledge drive. That's what's going on here, and I'm still looking at that mannequin, and it hasn't moved. It hasn't moved. 697-7400, WGXC.org. Coming up next at the 2 o'clock hour. Let's see what time it is. It is 1:42 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. See ya. Richard Roth at the Passage with a special guest today, George Spencer of Arts Etc., a show that I really like. You want to put your headphones on and talk with me, or you don't have
sure.
to?
Sure. Am I putting the right ones on, though?
Yeah.
Does that make any difference?
George is here. He does a show every, is it month? It's bi-monthly or monthly? How many times have I seen you?
It's monthly.
It's monthly. Arts Etc., where he has these like really down-to-earth raps with artists where he just asks them kind of cool, non-pretentious questions like, you know, so tell me about, you know, this, and how did that lead to that, and is that sort of a good paraphrase
yeah,
what you do?
Yeah. I really like doing it because I'm a painter and a sculptor and a filmmaker, and so I sort of understand the process from the bottom up, and nobody has the answer to the process. So the more people you ask about how they do things and why they do them and what motivated them and everything, the more I find out. So to some extent, this whole thing is somewhat self-serving.
Yeah, no, I like
but,
it.
But I really enjoy it, and I love this radio station.
Yeah.
It's
people's radio.
Yeah. Exactly.
And you describe, I hear you, I see you in transition because I do a program before you.
Right.
And I'm on the road going to work where I work. And
I was just listening to you on the road coming in here. So.
It's nice. It's an hour ride, and I lose you about just outside of Selkirk in the Albany area. But
uh-huh.
You try to describe visuals on the air, and I think that's really a really neat thing that separates this station that you take. We have the time set aside for people to describe visuals on radio.
Yeah, well, you know, it's really interesting to me because I had done shows on Manhattan Neighborhood Network about artists and writers and whatnot, and so obviously there were visuals, and there aren't here. And I was trying to figure out the way to do it, and so I haven't found the answer by any means, but one of the things I started doing was asking people to bring samples of their work. And what happens is when you're talking about something in the abstract, you're talking abstract. But when somebody actually has their work right there in front of you, it's easier for me and the people I'm talking to sort of talk much more specifically. And I hope that comes across.
I think from my ears, it's pleasantly challenging to reach the visuals that you are putting out there.
Yeah, you know, I have a friend of mine. He's a very dear friend of mine who lives in New York. Who's has an arts venue and a gallery and does a lot of poetry readings and all that kind of thing, and has done this for years. And he's blind, so he's the only blind gallery owner in New York. And every once in a while, he'll say to me, "Well, let's go and see the David Hammond's show.
Let's go see."
Let's go see.
Yeah.
And so I said, "Steve, you know, what are we going to do?" And he said, "Well, we're going to go up there, and you're going to tell me what you see." And I realized that, you know, he'd been looking at art for 50 years before he lost his sight, or 50 years before he lost his sight. You know, so you can describe something as saying, you know, that there's a yellow that's a little bit like Gauguin's yellow in his sunflowers,
mm-hmm.
you know, or it's swirly like, you know, like a Pollock and whatnot. So that's what I try and do with these, you know, when we're talking about specific...
Method behind the madness.
Yeah.
I like it. I dig it.
Yeah.
I think that's what typifies and exemplifies community radio is that when you present a program and the programmers come in to do this, it's kind of a question mark kind of thing. It's not like a commercial radio would be, you know, you need to have a ego and all this stuff and, you know, period at the end of the sentence. These shows are really open-ended.
Yeah.
Like, what's going to happen?
Who knows?
Who knows? And there's people out there, there's heads and, you know, brains behind ears that are listening and digging it. And that's pretty neat. I almost used a bad word right there.
Yeah, well, you know, I think that's one of the great advantages of community radio and, you know, radio that's independent of advertisers who may be gallery owners or big stores or whatever. And that, encumbers to some extent what they can say, whether they're aware of it or not, I don't know. But I know it plays a part. But with community radio, you know, you're dealing with a community, and there's no economic pressures one way or other, which brings us around to the fact that we're in the midst
radio's
of
in motion.
Radio in
but
motion.
But these are periodic. They're intense. They're brief. And it's, you know, we reach the goal, and then we get back on with what we do.
And then we go back on again.
You go through everything for the season, you know, and then, you know, you have to fill up your bean jars and your root cellars of potatoes and carrots. And I like to think of us in a figure as we're not like steak eaters. We're kind of lean vegetarians eating good food and putting our dried beans away
exactly.
for, you know. And so there's no wasted, you know. Shareholders' steak dinner to celebrate our victory.
Well, that's interesting. You know, I mean, the concept of the shareholders' steak dinner is interesting, and I don't know whether you intended that as a pun or not.
I'm not really sure because that's sort of a relevant thing right now to my life, which is completely outside of everything, but continue.
You know, you could, shareholders are, you know, potentially advertisers in commercial radio, and they want a steak. They want two kinds of steak. They want a nice meal.
An EA and an A.
You know, that's cooked to the way they want it, right? They want that. And
they want their steak.
And they also want to be able to, well, that's right. Exactly. There's really sort of three things there.
Steel they property put, steak.
Yeah, they want to be able to put a steak through something they don't want. And, you know, lastly, they want to have a say in what goes on, and that doesn't happen here. And I think that's tremendously important.
I'd like to think of community radio as the template for the future, especially in these trying times, these interesting social, political, financial times. Things are, may you live in interesting times, and indeed we do. So I'd like to think of this as people just going, you know, if they got a bitch to put out, you know, in an eloquent, constructive manner, you put it out. I'm not happy about this with the bigger picture, you know. And there is that, you know. And I'd like to think of this as the template where we're all just, you know, this is where we come. You know, Monsanto and putting patents on life, on seeds, and so you can't heirloom your growth anymore. And Clear Channel, which is basically the radio version of Monsanto. You know, this is a little black flag. It's a little black flag or a little pirate flag.
Yeah, you know, the world seems to, you know, sort of focus down occasionally to some things that connect. And last time I was in here, I was looking for a book, nothing in particular, and I saw a book on the history of anarchism. So I thought, okay, I'm going to, you know, the book happens to be 700 pages long. But so I bought the book, and I'm quarter of the way through it. And, you know, that whole concept of no hierarchy, of, you know, people making their own decisions, of people being able to control their lives, I think this is all not distant from what you're talking about. It's not distant from the philosophy of
the very kindred spirit. Yeah, so I got a song here. I'm kind of, I feel like my bladder is full of peanut butter and, like, there's so much to come out. And it's difficult to get it all out. So this is a great conversation. I appreciate you sitting down with us. George is going to be on with Richard Roth, The Passage, coming up in about 9 minutes. Let's do the multiplication on that seconds. I can't really. But so thank you, George.
Okay, well, give us the peanut butter song.
Oh boy, I don't know if I have the peanut butter song.
No, okay.
No, we'll stick with, you know what. put me to the test. I got the peanut butter song.
You got it. Okay. All right.
I do. I hate to cut off Jefferson Airplane, but we are live at the Spotty Dog. And just so you don't forget, we are in Radios in Motion. Radios in Motion Pledge Drive. We're broadcasting live from the Spotty Dog. Come down and meet the folks here at WGXC. Have a pint. Browse around. I think you should come down and meet George and Richard, because George, I enjoy you.
Yes, come on down.
We have more time to
talk.
We pass like for like 5 minutes, and there's so much to talk about with you, and I just don't. Yeah. So what's the one we want to hear? We want to hear Venus.
I guess what more does anybody need in life than beer, books, and conversation, and then occasionally a hamburger.
I like hamburgers. I like records too. not valuable records, but just stacks of records
and music.
So yeah, everything you mentioned, and then records on top of it. If we're not being too greedy, that is life. Yeah,
and a lot of those you get right on this station.
You could just have WGXC and listen to us, because there's always stuff coming at you. There's folk music. There's death metal. There's like actually a philosophical investigation of death metal, which is really cool. They get into the existential side of a lot of the lyrics and stuff. So there's something for everybody here. And again, I'm going to encourage you, dear listener, to turn on a program that you don't really, it might not be up your alley, and let it swirl and wrap itself around your head and dig on something that you don't normally dig on. I think that, I don't know, 697-7400, WGXC.org. It doesn't get any better than this. So Richard Roth, The Passage, George Spencer, Arch, etc., they're going to be just colliding and just rapping at each other. I don't know what they're going to do, but you'll find out. Stay tuned. Stay tuned. 697-7400, WGXC.org. Support your creative hands-on community radio station, because it is indeed hands-on. I talk a lot for an antisocial person. That's all I can say. So I love the station. I love the freedom. I love the freedom. I think it's the template of the future. So I'm going to start making room here for the next hosts, plural. And again, I'm going to tell you that mannequin hasn't moved, and it has really neat articulations in it. So stay tuned. And more importantly than anything, stay supportive of your creative, hands-on community radio station. Once again, stay supportive of your creative community, hands-on, template for the future radio station. So here's the peanut butter song.
servant comes in bells. Please don't forsake him. Strike, dear mistress, and cure his heart.
So we are signing. This program is signing off. My name is Ben Raisin. This has been a robot version of the Odd Little Place pledge drive. Radio's in motion. Richard Roth and George Spencer are here to do what it is that they do, and we're here at the Spotty Dog. I'd encourage you to come down and meet these guys. Meet the voices behind the faces behind the voices. I'll be back again in 2 weeks. I don't know if Blood Drive will be over. I didn't look at the calendar for that. Today is today, and I can't really be at it today. I try to, but it's hard. So stay tuned and stay supportive, please, to your creative, hands-on community radio station, 90.7 WGXC, 697-7400, or wgxc.org/donate, or stop on down to 704 Columbia Street across from the park on the right side of the railroad tracks and say hey. And write a check. Word. Be back again. Stay tuned and stay supportive, please.